Hello, I'm Connor, and I'm joined today on the Staffcast by Cathy Carey, captain of Money Glass, who won the Antrim Senior Football Championship at the weekend against St Paul's. Enjoy the show. So I'm here with Cathy Carey, here of Captain of Money Glass, and I suppose county champion now at this stage. Cathy, congrats. How's things since the weekend?
Hi, very good. Took a couple of days to get over it now, but very good mood this week now. So great to be able to say that now, that we're finally county champions. So yeah, very happy.
Yeah, because maybe get onto the sort of the nature of the game that it was, like, which probably, I don't know, took everyone by surprise in terms of the scoreline and that there as well. But for yourselves, you know, coming into that game, obviously, you know, St Paul's dominance at that, you know, at that competition for the last 9 years, like, what was the feeling going into that final there against them, and how you have sort of shaped up against them in previous years?
I there was a kind of quiet air of, it wasn't, there was no hype really about it, I suppose. Training was just like, this is what we're going to do and how we're going to try and implement it, and it's going to take whatever job from X, Y, and Z, and everybody's going to have to buy into the same kind of system and stuff. Not that anything we done was throwing out any sort of rule books, it was kind of, fairly simple, I suppose. But it was in the couple of weeks leading up to it, it was just put the head down and get on with it, I suppose, more than anything. Like, there was no big do or die kind of speeches or anything like that there. Like, so yeah, it was good mood in the camp, I suppose. It was a nice wee vibe, and people were going into it relaxed.
Yeah, and then, like, I mean, just getting out there and playing football, and, like, I mean, the scoreline, obviously, as it turned out with the 7 goals and everything, I suppose you just couldn't have been, like, I suppose for you coming up against St Paul's and you know, how much they have dominated that level, that's the ideal kind of start for you, was to start banging in the goals, really, and not giving them a chance to recover.
I don't think anybody could have written that. Like, I'd be a liar if I said that.
It's part of the plan.
Hi, like, you always thought it was going to be a really tight game, and a few years there was a point in it, and then a few years they ran away with it, and so you just never anticipated that, I suppose. But and they're a very good side, they have like a number of real quality footballers on it, so you had to think about all that there. So to get that there kind of start and be able to kick on from that was yeah, massive advantage, obviously. Like, it's hard for any team to come back from that. And then it was just using your momentum in the second half to kind of see it out, I suppose.
You've obviously, you know, you've had a long county inter-county season as well, and playing with like many of the St Paul's ones as well, and all too. Yeah. Did you feel for yourselves that are involved with the county in your own club, having that prolonged season kind of build up, you know, right up to the All-Ireland final, would have given you a good sort of platform to build on going into a county final then against St Paul's?
I find with playing county, you're always going to be put up against the best players and other counties, and that there's probably the best test that you can give yourself. Yes and no, I suppose. The kind of momentum maybe picked up just after the All-Ireland final for club, because you've got like a 4 week lead in, and then everybody's like, there's 4 weeks to county final here, I suppose. But I think it helps on a personal level. I think playing county helps me, because you're getting football nearly every week and stuff, obviously depending on how long you're running it through, but and you're training with the girls and everything as well. But it's just, it's obviously a higher level in a way, because it's county level. But I don't know how much it impacted the club, but probably personally it helps. Like, I think it helps girls to go to county to play against better players, and they'll do hopefully better for their club off the back of that.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, obviously with St Paul's, you know, winning the last few championships there, that for in your team, that would have been a lot of lot of players' first championship success at senior level as well. And I suppose there's a lot of sort of young talented players coming through, you know, plenty of firepower, scoring power as well, that would have got to experience that for the first time there at the weekend.
It was kind of just a blend of young and old, I suppose, and those that have been there before and kind of showy bit of experience, and then those that were just like, it's just another championship match, just get on with it. Okay. And that there was a lovely kind of feeling to go in with it, because you felt the pressure off, I suppose. But yeah, we've loads of youngers coming through, kicking at everybody's heels, and it's great, and there's even more coming through once they're kind of come of age and stuff. So hopefully we can push on and keep the youngers, and maybe keep a few of the older girls, and sure, you never know what's going to happen from there.
There'd be some players, I'm sure this was their first year playing senior, and they probably think, what's all the fuss about? Like, it's sure it's
like you said to them, I was like, Curtis, like, you don't understand, years go in very, very quickly, and they're looking at me going, no they don't, but I'll maybe realize in a few years time how quickly they're going.
And I suppose, like, you're looking at that and you're looking at the kind of setup and the start that you get against St. Paul's, and you know, going into the final up in Belfast there as well, and taking them on at a stage of the championship that they have plenty of experience in as well. I suppose, from what were you sort of telling those younger players in the team, like, going into this game, were you saying, like, sort of treating it like it's just another game in that sense, or was there an element there where they did need to rise to the occasion on it?
It was kind of like, I suppose it was like, treat this like any other game, but it didn't have to be said that the game is very important. Like, for a start, it's a final, and it's against a very good team. So I think, and listening to me and others throughout the years that have maybe played in a few of the finals and stuff, that they know, like, the girls are smart enough that they know it's a big deal. Like, so, yeah, they definitely rose to the occasion, like.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can say that again as well. What about some of the players that stood out for you on the day? Like, I mean, there's probably any number of people you could have picked out. I mean, you know, you've Orla Printer there, you know, finishing with 3-3 in a championship final. Like, that's pretty impressive as well. But, like, sort of what stood out to you about the play that you've put in there at the weekend?
It's for all the goals we scored and stuff. It was play. I found that the ball was moved really quickly, it was rarely that it wasn't built up from on down the pitch at some stage. Like, so, I don't know. I think at some stage everybody stood out, and I know that's very cliche. Like, you don't want to say that, but if the player was on a better position, that player got it. So there was no like, I want to score such and such, like, and. Like, Orla done great. Like, her finishing is deadly. Like, she's a great finisher. And, like, whoever else got the goals, like, Clean got through for a goal. And you got through, like, I don't know. I don't know who you'd mark then in that case, like, because everybody stood up at that stage. So, I couldn't pick out players. I wouldn't want to pick out players. But, no, I'd say everybody contributed as much as they could. Like, everybody gave everything, like.
Yeah. Is there anything you've noticed, I suppose, in the time, you know, like, winning the championship this year with the club, and, you know, compared to, you know, some of your earlier years, say, playing for the seniors and that you've noticed that it's different from, you know, I suppose, how you play, or even the style of play, or even football in general, like, that you have since implemented, you know, obviously successfully this year?
I don't know if my, like, obviously from when I started playing, like, years and years ago, the professionalism of it has changed a wee bit, and it's definitely a higher standard. But in saying that, some of the girls that I play throughout our club, all throughout years, you would struggle to pick a 15 without getting somebody out of some sort of couple of years or whatever. Like, there have been some talented players, but I suppose, I don't know, we try to bring a level of professionalism to it. Club helps with that, and yeah, I think the speed of ladies football, you just have to look at the Dublin Meath final this year, was outstanding. Like, yeah. And like, whenever I looked around, we went back in after to watch that their game, And the crowd that was at it, normally, like, sometimes we'd bus loads of, like, under 12 girls teams and all that aircraft, which is deadly because you want them to be there. But I found that there was loads of men watching the game, and they couldn't all be brothers and dads and stuff like that there. So these were, like, out and out Meath and Dublin supporters going to watch their ladies' teams, which makes a big difference. And we found out there that our men's team would come watch us and stuff. So I suppose it's on the way up, and it's only going to get more popular, I think, and it's better to watch, so more people are going to watch it and stuff. So I think it's only on a good way at the minute, like.
Yeah, that was the Meath, you know, footballers' trajectory, really, from last year to this year, is just a prime example of something to go off there, right? You know, of what they've achieved.
Yeah, that's pure dreams right there. Like,
yeah.
They're not still celebrating, I don't know, like, it's class.
Yeah, I'd say so. But I suppose for yourself as well, like, you know, with being in the junior final this year, and I know you've won it a couple of times before there too, and I suppose what kind of experience that brings with it, and like you're saying there earlier about, you know, saying to younger girls, it's not always like this, you know, like this here, you've got to sort of enjoy it and that there while you can and all, and I suppose the hard work, but I suppose celebrate these victories as well.
Aye, okay, if you didn't celebrate then there'd be no point, and I think it's really good for younger girls to see that it's not all go, you need to be training, you need to be this match, you need to do this, you need to do that, and then it's just like everybody relaxes just after it. But we don't really need to be told when to celebrate or when to enjoy ourselves now. So that's good crack. It's a great bunch of girls, like.
And then in terms of, I suppose, the celebrations since then, you're probably now hopefully looking ahead to an Ulster campaign of some kind, just sort of, I suppose, waiting for confirmation around that there. But I would say more than likely there's going to be something for club provincials being played this year, right?
I hope so, but it's on the 24th, and we've got a home game against Armagh Harps. So yeah, they've won Armagh Championship a couple of years, I'm aware, so they're a decent side, I would imagine. So but here in Ulster now, you just give it a good rattle, like.
Yeah. But for you at the start of the year, like, are you looking at something like this here now as being in, like, I don't know, some people would refer to being in bonus territory, you know, if they were talking about it in previous years. But for you, like, this is sort of the next step for you as a group, really.
Obviously you don't look past the next game, so we weren't looking past the final as such. But I wouldn't say it's a bonus. It's nice to be in it, but if you're in it, you just do whatever you can to try and win it. And I'm sure Armagh Harps are the exact same in a real team in it. Like, so it's kind of that you go over one hurdle and it's time to kind of refocus in the next one.
Yeah. And the on that there, I suppose the previous experience that you would have had, I know you had mentioned about the intermediate and that last year as well. Is there anything really to be, I suppose, taken from that there, all of these kind of opportunities that present themselves to you whenever you can? Because you just look last year, you know, when all of a sudden football could be just shut down just like that there, and then you sort of don't know how good it is, and all those nights going to training and that, until it is a wee bit taken away from you, really.
You would never have predicted it last year, because whenever it was, we were training for it, and then it was off, and then it was postponed, and then it was back on, and then you're back training. So it was kind of like you're getting your hopes up, and then it was like, hopefully last year's a total exception, and everything runs smoothly for the next whatever number of years. But I suppose that there's one of the reasons after lockdown last year, it was going back to county and stuff, and it's just like, why not? Because you missed the first lap of it, so you may as well give it a good old rattle while it's early.
It does give you a bit of a perspective and all, doesn't it? Like, where you just think, you know, although I'm sure whenever you're in the middle of pre-season and that there, it's probably thinking, why do I even bother here, you know, whenever it comes to it? Or
Yeah, there's a few training your own and stuff between over that there last lot, the January to kind of April time. Grim now. You would have taken a team session at any stage of that, but
yeah,
worth it, isn't it?
I know you can get fairly bored looking at Strava or the Zoom sessions and stuff like that there, stage, really.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to go back to those days.
The 5Ks?
Oh, no.
And then I suppose, like, actually looking at that there, even I suppose we were just talking about Dinner County there, and you were saying yourself going back at it this year again, and then last year obviously it was I suppose falling just a hurdle short of the final last year, and then this year getting to the final again, and that sort of taste, I suppose, of it just being that close, really. And obviously Wicklow, very strong team. They were strong last year as well, you know, like, and I suppose it's kind of as close there, and it's probably enough of a taste to keep people going, really, to try and just get over the line, really, there.
And I suppose whenever you say that, semi and then final, so hopefully next year that's further. But
How it works.
Well, Wicklow were obviously up now then in the intermediate, but a team, I think it's Fermanagh, comes down, and obviously we've had some tight encounters with them. But and the rest of the games, like, there's very little between all the junior sides, but yeah, you would hope it does give the girls a taste. Again, the county squad's young too, so there's loads of people's first experience at Croke Park, and it is daunting, no matter how many times you step foot in it. So I don't know. I think we'll probably get started the side of Christmas, I would imagine. But yeah, you'd just like to get a good run in National League again, and that'll set you up well for heading into that championship again next. So it's competitive, like, I know it's junior, but there's definitely a number of really good teams in it, like, knocking
Well,
on the
yeah, well, like, you only look at the earlier in the year, like, obviously he's come up against Derry, and then, you know, the
door.
game they put up against yous, like, you know, and then that you just lost that first day out, and then obviously were able to recover the next time you were playing. Like, you know, you just look at that there, and that's kind of the competitiveness that's there at that level. You know, it's a tough tier to get out of, really.
I would be nice to get out of Division 4 and junior football at some stage, but there's definitely the players there to do it too. Like, that's just getting a wee bit of luck and getting over the line, I suppose. So yeah.
Yeah, but then you only look, I suppose, then as your semi-final performance against Carlow, wasn't it? The, you know, to get to the final this year, like, that there, sort of that kind of foundation to build on there, and that belief you get from that, and as you say, the Croke Park experience, and then looking ahead to, you know, we want to be back there. You know, we want to be the ones that, you know, lifting it next time, but we want to be back there. We deserve to be there. That kind of mentality, building that into the players.
I totally, like, the Cardo game was great, you know. It just shows a lot about a team that are able to get draw with the last whatever couple of minutes and then take the win. That happened to us twice against Cardo this year, actually. The second game was a lot tighter than the first, but or the extra time, but they're a good side too, like, couple of
Yeah.
us back and forwards, like.
And what about then? There's obviously a new management team in there with Inter County this year, and I suppose everything that comes with that there, and how he's all sort of responded to that there, seemed very positive anyway, whenever that was announced.
IOM and Kayla have both played county,
Yeah.
so they know the crack, like. So I thought it was a fairly smooth transition. Emma knows a fair amount of players. Kayla got to know them very quickly, so I saw it as smooth, and I'm sure that'll help head in the next year as well then.
Yeah, so this was the plan then, is to get as many players back from this year back playing again next year, to sort of building that continuity, really, that you're kind of getting over. Because I know, you know, it'd be similar for a lot of county teams, that, you know, it's that kind of, I suppose, even you look at Antrim hurlers, you know, like, getting all the best players out onto the field, you know, that there was a big challenge. It could have been in the past there, you know, whereas now you look at it, they're very much getting the top hurlers out. And I suppose it's the same for the footballers, for yourselves now, and just keeping that momentum going, really, of, you know, there's been, as we were saying there, like, semi-final, final, but building on those there sort of steps there.
I was trying to, once you get girls in and kind of into it, then it's easier to keep them. But it's getting that initial commitment, I suppose, from people. But it is a big commitment. Like, your Sundays are pretty much a write-off, and a couple of nights a week or whatever. But I like, then you look at the kind of end goal of it, maybe a trip to Croke Park or whatever, kind of. The rest of it becomes a distant memory, I suppose, but yeah, you have to get there first. So I suppose it is trying to get all the girls back from last year. But I'm sure Emma and Kayla have their eyes peeled for getting orders and whoever they can get back and anybody else to add to it. So
yeah, and user, I suppose looking at it this year, really, is, you know, like Ashleen and that captain in the team as well, and sort of young players coming through, kind of taking on those sort of leadership roles. And mm-hmm. I know she's from Breda as well, which is obviously a bit strange as well when it comes to playing for Antrim and that. But mm-hmm. I suppose those are sort of people like that, they're stepping into kind of leadership roles like that. They're very important for it for a county team as well.
Like Ashleen's been there for. You kind of, yeah. You know, she's probably a bit still an Antrim player. There's plenty of leaders all over the park there. So, and I see, what you said, young ones stepping up and leading too. Like, so, it's a good squad. Like,
yeah. And what about, I suppose, for you as a club now? You know, you're making the step up there. I suppose the step now into Ulster. With the club, and what the sort of aims are for you, like is it a case of just see where we can sort of go from there, or is there, you know, you obviously don't want to look beyond the next game and all that there, but I suppose for you is really like what's the ultimate goal for you is just to keep kind of progressing as you are.
You just see how you get on. Leading up the final, we didn't look beyond the final, but. Now it's just a quick transition into looking at the next game, not beyond it, and trying to get all our ducks in line for that there. Like, so I'm sure if you asked any of the girls, the goal would be to win it, but if you asked any, not win it, win the next match, like, but if you ask any team, they're going to say the same thing. Like, your goal is never going to be going out to get beat. So it's one of the main things that we get performance out of it too. So bit of experience, but you're in it to try and win it. Like,
you gotta be in it to win it, like.
Aye, that's the thing. So yeah.
Very good. Well, look, that's great, Cathy. Thanks very much for taking the time to join me on it, and I hope the celebrations continue. Really, you know, until you obviously get focused on the Ulster game, but yeah, enjoy the victories whenever they come, as they say.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much for having me.